Our Heavenly Father up in heaven is truly so far beyond amazing that it's incredible. He plans our entire life out before we are born and then puts in us all of the talents and abilities to be able to achieve them, and then he carefully maps out our lives to allow us to be able to arrive at all the right places at all the right times, so that we can display those talents and abilities, to be allowed to walk in them, so that we can give all the honor and glory to him. When I was a little boy, I really had no idea what I wanted to be when I grew up. I, like most little boys, had a ton of dreams and aspirations, remembering being a very young and rambunctious little boy in Dania, Florida, with my grandparents, and going to school and watching football on Sundays with my grandfather. My favorite team was the Dallas Cowboys, and I would dream of being a quarterback like Roger Staubach, for a running back like Emmitt Smith. I grew up a little and eventually made it to high school and actually tried out for the football team. I didn't make it, and that dream ended right there. Then I remember when I was a little boy around 3 or 4 years old, and for Christmas my mother had gotten me a baby record player. You know, the ones with the little colored discs that have the raised bumps on them, and you put them on and they play little tunes like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And then when I was around 5 or 6 years old, my mother got me a real record player, and somehow I had gotten 2 more. So me being inquisitive as I was, and having to know exactly how everything worked, took apart 2 of them to see how they worked, which was the impetus that led to my fascination with computers, which eventually led me to starting my own computer repair and installation firm, Total Computer Solutions, Inc., and kept the best one, or at least in my opinion it was, in perfect working condition. And thus my fascination and love for music and computers was born. I was totally hooked, and there was nothing that was going to kill my passion for it. That once instance in my life would fuel the unyielding desire I had to become an accomplished musician. There was absolutely nothing that could quell my unyielding desire to obtain the skills that would allow me to be a world-class musician. Many years would go by and the desire never left me, but in 1981, the final nail would be put into that coffin and seal my fate forever. I had moved to Great Falls, Virginia to live with my mother and attend high school. The Parchments were a family that lived next door to us, and they had 2 sons named Anthony and James. Anthony and I became good friends, and one day he invited me over to his house. When I got there, we went upstairs to the room above the garage that he called his music room. When we got there, he pulled out an album and put it on. Earth literally stopped spinning, and the earth tilted on a peculiar angle that wasn't the norm, and I was literally stunned speechless. This was the first time that I ever heard the incredible, uncharacteristic sound of Eddie Van Halen playing the guitar. I was severely godsmacked, and my desire immediately went into overdrive. It was an out-of-this-world experience. I was totally consumed, and there was no way of stopping it. I had totally been consumed by the burning fire that had been started. I had to get a guitar and I had to learn to play like that. Nothing else would satisfy me. I immediately got a summertime job mowing lawns in the neighborhood, and I don't know whether I earned enough money or not, but when I assumed that I had, I went to my mom and asked her to buy me a guitar, and she did it. When she bought that guitar, I had a friend who lived in the neighborhood named Andy, and I started going to his band practices at his house. There were three guys in the group. Andy was the drummer, Chris was the bass player, and Alex was the guitar player. They were playing music by Def Leppard, Crocus, AC/DC, but the most fascinating music was by Metallica. I listened to everything they played and paid close attention to it, and when band practice was over, I would go home and try to reproduce what I had heard. It was hard and challenging, but I stuck with it. Eventually, I got good enough to where I felt I had mastered it. It was then that I came up with the idea of learning to play the other instruments as well. I immediately went about and bought a bass and learned to play that. When I had mastered that, I bought a Pearl Export drum set and mastered that. Finally, I put together about $2,000 and went to Chuck Levin's Washington Music Center in Silver Spring, Maryland, and brought my first keyboard, a Roland XP80. I then began writing songs and recording songs. I put together my own home personal recording studio and spent about $15,000 on that, including buying Pro Tools and the computer to run it. And that's how I got to where I am today. Amen.